Welcome to Semiobites, bite-sized podlog episodes related to theological semiotics.
So about this nation state law, that's a fairly recent current event where Israel has passed this law, and I need you kind of tell me what the meat of the law is, if you can. I only see it in the controversy that's come up, because it did pass, but it's still controversial within the Israeli government. And it's controversial for other democracies around the planet, at a superficial level at least, because it seems to fly in the face of democratic principles that Israel and other democratic nations are based on. So can you talk to that a bit?
Yeah, definitely. I do have to give the disclosure. I am a Zionist at heart. I believe that the Jewish land belongs to the Jewish people. That's our homeland. And that one day Messiah will return and it'll be a monarchy. And that saying that up front, I'm going to try to, working with that, say what it is and try to check my own viewpoint enough for you to get the meat of it. But I have to give you that disclosure.
No, that's fine. I appreciate that.
So when I look for any news for Israel, the first thing I do is I avoid American news. I avoid worldwide news. And I go to places like the Jerusalem Post or Haaretz. They still have their own opinions, but at least they're giving me a little bit more depth than what's going on. And I find that when it comes to news for Israel, there's so many different viewpoints that aren't even political that they influence what's actually discussed. So that's a challenge. Yeah, most people either love Israel, hate Israel, and when you have that, the reporter tends to show their preference in their writing.
Yeah, that's true. So not much different here in the U.S.
So the nation state law. All right, the highlights. Ready for this?
Sure.
Israel is the historic homeland of the Jewish people, and they have the unique right of self-determination. The flag and the menorah are the national symbols, and the national anthem is Hatikvah. Jerusalem is the united capital of Israel. The official language is Hebrew, but Arabic has a special status. Israel will be open to Jewish aliyah, which is Jews who moved to the land and are automatically granted citizenship. And Israel will work with diaspora Jews to preserve the affinity between Israel and the Jews all over the world. And Israel will ensure the safety of the Jewish people and work to preserve cultural, historical, and religious heritage of Jews in the diaspora. State places national value on the development of the Jewish settlements and act to encourage and promote its establishment and consolidation. Independence Day is an official national holiday. Holocaust Remembrance Day and Memorial Day are also official holidays. The Hebrew calendar is the official calendar of the state, as well as the Gregorian calendar. So that'll get interesting. Sabbath and Israeli holidays are days of rest. Non-Jews can have rest on their own holidays. And changes to the law can only be made with a basic law passed by a majority of Knesset members. Now, this is the highlight that Haaretz gives it. And when I read that, most of those things already existed in the form of one law or another, even unofficial status. And I think the issue comes up is a lot of people are complaining that it's a lot of Jewish stuff in the law and that it doesn't mention democracy or equality. And while I understand where they're coming from, at the same time, I look at this and say, this is actually better than what was going on there before. Because when I went to Beit HaGeffen, I heard one of the tales of one of the Arabic woman, and she said that there's this status given to everything Jewish, and if you're Arabic, there's no guarantee you'll get your day off. Same as if you're Christian. And here it says, no, if you're a non-Jew, you get to rest on your own holiday. Looking through all this, right, is there's, as I said, there's a lot here that's already here. What changes are we going to see? The changes we're going to see is that it sounds like Israel may not commit to a pluralistic prayer wall. And that's one thing, because it doesn't say in the law that they're going to work for diaspora Jews within Israel. It just says they'll work with them in the diaspora. So there's that possibility. It doesn't make any comments against Arabs or prevent Arabs from living in Israel. But what it does indicate that if a building, a public building is constructed, it'll be for a synagogue and not for a mosque. So that's something to consider. As far as how it is with the language and everything else, it's all status quo. And so what the concern is going to be, I think the majority of people that are going to have issue with this is the Reform movement in Judaism. Because the Reform movement typically doesn't like the Orthodox movement. And the Knesset, that's Haredi, that's ultra Orthodox. But that's also the other point, is that while we see the Knesset saying, here's our nation state law, we also see that the prime minister is not Orthodox. And so we have that difference going on. There is a balance of power at the moment, because even though the court is religious, the government itself is mainly secular. So for the time being, I don't think much is going to change other than they're making a statement that they're really focusing on it being a Jewish homeland, which is kind of funny because originally that was one of the goals. And then the secular government decided to change its focus. For example, Hatikva is the national anthem. It wasn't going to be. There was a psalm that was highly religious that we use as part of our prayer after meals on Shabbat that was going to be used. And it didn't get used because they felt it was too religious. So they went with a less religious option. So I don't know. For me personally, Zionist or not, I like it because it's giving more security for the Jewish people, especially here in the diaspora. I could see where a lot of people would have issues and be concerned. Is this the future of removing democracy from Israel? But I think that's jumping the gun, because that's still, as you pointed out, the Knesset had a hard time passing this bill. It was a very close margin. Let's see, what was the actual vote? Do you know the actual vote for that one?
I do not have it at hand, no. But I know it was close, and that's enough. We'll come back to this, I'm sure, as more news comes out. But
yeah, so it was an extremely close vote, right? And the original nation state law was pretty extreme, pretty out there, very definitely, hey, it's Orthodox Jewish. But through negotiations, they made it something that was palatable for people. And as far as how things are in Israel, I don't think it's a major change for Israelis. I think the rest of the world is shocked for it because it's a major change for the rest of the world.
I think you're probably right. That's a pretty astute reading of it in this current time, at least. But hey, it comes as no surprise to me that mainstream media would turn it into an issue over democracy prematurely.
And democracy is something, but again, we're in America. Democracy here is how it is. We have a history of not liking non-democracies. We have a history of going into countries and forcing democracies.
Well, like I say, this goes back to a remark I made earlier. That's a whole can of worms we better table.
But I'm not trying to get into politics, but I'm just trying to simply say is from an American perspective, democracy is very much loved and dear to the heart. And we're dealing with another country with another value system. And there are other countries that don't have democracies that operate. Now, we, of course, need to be worried about dictatorships. But I guess being a Zionist, I look at this and say, well, this is just one step closer to a monarchy system.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's very helpful. That helps me understand it a little outside the lines that American mainstream media would have me color. So I appreciate that. That's helpful.
Send questions, comments, and suggestions to semiobites@gmail.com. Semiobites is a podcast co-hosted by Yidbrick and Semio City to answer Semitic questions via Semiach analysis by addressing misunderstandings to build a bridge of shalom between Judaism and Christianity. Semiobites is a component of the Track 2 dissertation process at Portland Seminary for Jonathan Esterman and Terry Rankin. Musical consideration provided by bensounds.com.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.